America's 19th century Civil War, known as the War Between the States, accounted for more casualties than all other U.S. wars combined, claiming more than 700,000 lives. Some were called Yankees. Those dressed in blue represent the northern states, where most people favored a strong central government and were against the slavery that was common practice in southern states. Reenactments of battles occur every summer with the same sound and fury and strategy.
The smoke, the boom. You know, it kind of gives you an idea, for me anyway, what my ancestors went through.
But of course, there are no actual bullets or cannonballs fired. Still, in many ways, the fights are authentic. The uniforms, the weapons are vintage, made to look and sound as they did some 150 years ago.
Why do you do this? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this for, well, a few years, but I've had the interest, I guess, in the Civil War since I was about 10 years old. I lived in Missouri, and while digging a vegetable garden one spring, we discovered artifacts in the garden. Started digging up coins dated 1862, 1863, and tintype photo of a Civil War soldier.
Some see parallels with the sectarian strife that exists in some countries today.
Well, for one thing, we see ourselves as being united. We see ourselves as being different from the rest of the world. And yet, this happened. And how do you explain this?
You know, it was a very nationalistic period. The people in the North were interested in protecting, having the Union survive. People in the South were interested in protecting their culture. It was more important for them to go home a dead hero than to go home and be considered a coward.
America's Civil War was not a religious conflict, but it was fought with religious zeal. Reenactor Max Daniel plays the part of the assassinated Union president, Abraham Lincoln.
Please do not ever think that we try to glorify war. If anything, we want to make sure that we point out the horror. We almost committed suicide during those 4 years.
It was certainly the biggest tragedy this country has ever undergone. The brother fighting brother, families against one another. We've never seen such a schism, such a splitting of the country since.
These days, there are no casualties in the spirited contest between North and South. As front lines, where once there was so much death, come to life. Tom Hendrick, Voice of America, Keokuk, Iowa.